social media. We are Radio Newark. With the latest news now.
Downing Street's described protesters climbing on a war memorial as against British values. It's after demonstrators scaled the statue in London yesterday. Sir Mark Rowley, the commissioner of the Met Police, says it would have been illegal for officers to arrest the demonstrators.
The officer recognised that whilst it wasn't illegal, it was unfortunately inflammatory in certain ways. The officers at the scene asked them to get down and they did. So the officers intervened, as officers often are doing, to try and de-escalate risk of conflict, even when there is an explicit power to do it.
The government suggests the police could be given new powers to take action. Bill Clinton says the conflict in the Gaza Strip is heartbreaking, with the former US president urging people to find common ground. He says the current global unrest is a reaction to the building of democracy and cooperation at the end of the Cold War. A woman who was fatally stabbed by the man she'd reported for stalking was unlawfully killed. That's according to an inquest jury. Gracie Spinks was fatally stabbed by 35-year-old Michael Sellers as she tended to her horse at Blue Lodge Farm in Duckmonton in Derbyshire on June the 18th, 2021. It was later found dead a short distance away. The Kings met with faith leaders from across the country at Lambeth Palace Library amid the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Lambeth Palace say it provided an opportunity for faith leaders to talk to the King about what their communities are experiencing in the light of global conflicts and how these conflicts affect community relations in this country. A town in Iceland has been evacuated after fears of a possible volcanic eruption. We've been speaking with Dr. Paul Cole, who's a volcanologist at the University of Plymouth.
I should stress it's very unlikely that it's going to be of the scale that what happened in 2010 when it caused all the problems with air traffic control. But it could be a mild submarine explosive eruption, although I think that's quite unlikely.
And the government has announced further steps to ensure public services stay open during strike days. It's as the train drivers union ASLEF have announced a series of one-day strikes next month, as well as an overtime ban. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eastbridge.
Radio Works. You may remember Trading Places, the film about a bet to see if anyone can become a successful trader. 4 years on, the Dean of the London Academy of Trading, Paddy Osborne, is asking this same question.
Our research tells us that over 40% of people feel they were either born with the skills to be a good trader or they're convinced that they'd make a good one. But successful trading really requires knowledge and skills as well as hard work and discipline. So really, these are the things that we teach at the London Academy of Trading. And to find out more, just visit us at lat.london.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Band of showers will move across the UK overnight. Some of the showers could be rather heavy at times. Temperatures in the towns and cities shouldn't drop much lower than 3 degrees Celsius, but rural parts will be quite a bit colder.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Discover the Christmas gift ideas at the YMCA. 30% discount for unlimited activities, vouchers for climbing, and the YMCA Cafe. There are charity gifts and much more. Find out more online at ymcanewarksherwood.org/Christmas or pop in and see us.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe, now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see, I still get frustrated, can't lie, when you keep on doing things I don't like. And I hate your friends, and I hate your moves, and I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I
three, four, five, six, seven, and nine, ten. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I do.
Very good evening to you all from Radio Newark Sport. This is Gorey, and join us alongside me again this evening. Jordan, how are you?
I've been fine, mate. How are yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. You should have a smile on your face after last night's result, but we're going to talk about that in a bit. I want to thank Dave Smith for last week. That was a great show.
Oh, Dave's an absolute legend, yeah.
Really, really enjoyed it. I've had loads and loads of great comments about the show, and then how many people enjoyed him as a teacher. Mark, he's with us this evening. Mr. Mark Fell, good evening.
Hiya, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And thanks for joining us tonight.
Not a problem.
Did mention you, Dave Smith, last week.
So he should do.
So, big thanks to Dave for last week. We're going to welcome Mark in a minute. We'll be back in a few seconds to talk about this week's sport, Joiner, and we look forward to that. Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Joino, the Saint and Greaves of Newark, as we've just been saying. Alongside us this evening, we've got Mark Fell with us. Welcome, Mark, again.
Thanks, mate.
And really appreciate you coming in. Actually, I'm not so sure I do after the battering that I've just had for the last 2 minutes. So we're going to need a bit longer than 8 o'clock, I'm sure, tonight. So we're just going to whiz through what's been going on this week, Joino. Let's start with that game last night with yourself. Obviously, great game against Clipston.
Yeah, we've been 12 days without a game. So last night was a massively important game for us, second versus third. Clipston, start of the season, went on a run, 14 games unbeaten, won every game. Obviously, it looked like they was going to romp away with it, but have slipped up over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
So obviously, they came to us last night after beating Bourne last week, actually, who's obviously top.
Oh, yeah, because they're a good side this year.
Bourne are a good side, yeah. So they beat Bourne, put themselves back in contention. So we knew it was going to be tough. And I'm pleased to say the lads put in my view, the best performance of the season so far. With a very solid 3-0 win. So
that's great news. I went, obviously we both went last week, because you didn't have a game. We went to watch Newark and Sherwood. And
we did, yeah.
They've been playing really well, but they came unstuck last week against Litchfield, didn't they?
Is it 7 or 8 games, I think, unbeaten? I know there's a lot of draws in that, but they're still unbeaten.
Well, it's a side, they've gone into step 5. It's a tough league.
It is a tough league, yeah.
You know, and they've been playing well, got some good players. But last week, I thought they were going to get back into it. They were 2-0 down, got back to 2-1, but Litchfield were just too strong in the end. But it was, you know, they've got to where they did in the FA Vars. It was a good little run. But I was a bit disappointed, actually, if I'm honest with you, because I think they could have had him at home.
Yeah, those games are always tough games to judge. I mean, as a manager, you obviously look at their stats, obviously, on how they're doing that. And they're actually quite well up in what I consider the toughest Step 5 league. I think they was lying 5th, so they're going to be no mugs.
No.
So I think on the day, they just had a little bit too much for Newark and Sherwood on the day. But, you know, I think they're still left in the, is it the League Cup? I think they're still in Newark and Sherwood.
They're still in that,
so they've still got that. And maybe they'll be able to concentrate on the league position there. So
yeah, I wish them well in that. And it was unlucky, and I felt it from last week. But so I'm obviously Rob from the rugby club. We went there first,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Now, before we'll talk about the ladies in a minute, but we the first team were away, but they had a good result and won. A late try made it a bit interesting, but they won 15-13 away at Mellish. So we went to watch that, Mark, by the way. That was tough, wasn't it? Watching the seconds, some of them tackles flying in.
Yeah, very competitive. As you see on the telly, it's
unbelievable.
To actually hear the actual tackles live, so to speak. There's some big hits, very big hits.
But they actually won in the end, so they beat Belper 22-19.
Yes,
it was close. The thirds lost, unfortunately, but it was a good game again. They at least did score some tries and stuff, so that was the way is it somewhere? This week they're home to Scunthorpe, but it's way at Moddens, wherever they are. Let's talk about one of the main reasons we went was the women had their first rugby game.
The ladies, yes. As with football at the minute now, the rugby's jumped back on the bandwagon now with ladies rugby, and I think it's the first time in 13 years, I think, ladies have gone onto the pitch at the rugby club.
Yeah, I mean, have you got ladies started in the cricket, Mark?
We've got full. You've got women's, girls,
brilliant,
everything, all the way through.
It's going up. It's coming up in the world, the ladies' sport. They lost 21-20. That's how close it was, and they played a game at some girls that've been playing a long time, and they did amazing, and we really loved it, and we wish them all the very best, and they're looking to plan some more games. Mm. But I think they made, as Rob put here, actually is really good. They made a lot of friends, you know, and it was really amazing to watch them.
Even better than that, though, mate, I think they was 21 or 22, I think it was, 0 down.
Yeah, 21 down.
And,
yeah,
and they actually came back to within 2-3 points of pulling off a remarkable comeback. It's still a good comeback.
It is a great comeback.
To be fair, for the first time. And we watched, pretty much most of the first half, didn't we? And yeah, it was pleasing to see. Really pleasing to see.
Just one more thing, the Colts, they won at Doncaster 38-19, and they're at Market Raisin on Sunday this week. So that rounds up the rugby. Thank you for that, Rob. You've got a couple of little stories in there, haven't we?
But just wanted to quickly mention Dean at Suggy's gym. He's took all or quite a few of his fighters over to Sweden, and they was quite successful out there, coming back with at least 2 golds and a silver, which was a fantastic effort. So that trip obviously went well for him.
There was something about, now I haven't seen him for years, and if you're listening, Graham, good luck when you go over to Turkey. Him and one of your colleagues booked a place in the St. James Pro-Am, which is going to be held in Turkey. So good luck on that, mate. I think you're at the Southwold course, aren't you? So, yeah, wishing you all the best on that one. So that rounds it up, I think, for this week. Tony, on the local stuff, we'll be back straight after this break with Mark, and we're going to talk a bit about what's been going over the last 40 years. See you in a minute.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Over 5 million homes are at risk of flooding, yet many people don't realise they're in danger. Even if you've never been flooded before, it can happen to you. Protect your family and home. Prepare, act, survive. Prepare a bag including medicines and insurance documents. Act by moving important items upstairs or as high as possible. Survive by listening to emergency services. Search what to do in a flood and sign up to flood warnings on gov.uk.
If you're looking for a taxi, look no further than Rio Cabs. We provide the best travel experience for Newark and neighbouring areas. Call today on Newark 682223 or find us online at riocabsnewark.com. We offer airport or train station trips, corporate travel, weddings, and we cater for group events. Rio Cabs, for trusted, reliable travel. Book on the website at riocabsnewark.com. Or call Rio Cabs on Newark 682223.
That was for all the Sheffield Wednesday fans out there. And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joyno. How are we doing?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. So, looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this. Mark Fell, welcome.
Hiya, mate. How are you?
We're really good. We've just been chatting. We're gonna have some bit of fun here. So, but what I want to do first, Mark, is everybody knows Mark Fell, but everybody knows the Fells as a really, really sporty family. Hmm. And let's go back to Dad, just because your dad, obviously, we knew your dad really well.
Yeah.
Give us a bit of background about your dad, and then we'll talk about your brothers.
Yeah.
Because, again, they went high up in the sporting world, similar to yourself. So let's have a bit of a chat quick about Dad, if that's all right.
Well, to be quite honest, if I hadn't got a family like I'd got, I probably would never have done anything that I've done.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, I haven't done that much. I had 4 or 5 years at Notts. I've been lucky enough to play semi-pro football and good, decent football around Newark and stuff like that. My dad was a professional boxer.
Is that what he was?
Yeah, he was a professional boxer. He had 106 fights. I think he only lost 5.
Wow.
At the whole lot. He was also apparently a pretty good footballer.
Well, that's where I knew your dad from.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the boxing. So, obviously, that's where you get your skill from. So, how did he... So, did he see a boxer
from... I ain't got a lot of skill, mate.
No, well, I know about that. We know about that. That's coming, that story. But how did your dad start boxing? Was he starting really young? Is that what his main love was?
Yeah, them days, they used to box and that, because to look after yourself and keep fit and stuff like that. My dad got me boxing early on, but I thought, Jesus Christ, once I had a few fights, I thought, I'm not doing that.
That's how we know he got where his looks from.
Well, my God, you can say something with that nose, can't you?
It's funny you should say that, because your dad and my granddad was really good friends.
Yeah, they were.
My granddad, bless him, Spud Jones, and he was a big boxer as well.
He was.
As well as he loved his sport and football and horse racing. He tried to get me in the ring. Mm. I had one fight and thought, no.
It hurts, doesn't it?
It hurts, yeah. When someone hits you, it's not nice. A bit disappointed from my granddad, but... he was a very big influential in my footballing career, as no doubt your dad was with you and your brothers.
There's no doubt about that. And that's the way it used to be, that it was passed down from one to the other, and you just kept going and going, and you tried it. And we used to play 5 or 6 sports. Sadly now, they're trying to make it so kids can only play one sport all the way through the year. I think that's making them worse players at that actual sport, because I know really well that the reason I made what I did at cricket was to do with me playing football, golf, tennis, everything, and being able to play all sports at a decent level.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It's an interesting one, because my dad was all cricket. My dad hated football. He never came to watch me. He came to watch me once. I think the ball went under his car. He was embarrassed. That was the last time he came.
Was that one of your shots?
Well, no, actually, to be fair. Somebody kept shouting at him to get the something ball. And, hey, Mark, this is not going well tonight, Mark. And so he never came to watch me after. He came to watch me once, I think. But his love was cricket.
Yeah.
And I took him all over to watch test matches and stuff like that. But it never rubbed up off me. I love bowling. And we're going to talk about some of those stories as well in a minute. But I couldn't cricket, I couldn't bat, and I couldn't bowl, really.
No.
I love fielding. But I just went down the football route. But I tried other sports. Like you've just said, I think that's the right thing to say. And you actually find your feet at something,
don't you? Of course you do. You find out which one you're best at by playing all these different ones. I didn't think I'd be. I always thought I was a better footballer than cricketer.
Did you?
But...
We didn't think so, did we, Jono?
No, you wouldn't do, mate.
he's just trying to get you back.
He's trying to have a go.
The pair of you, honestly. Yeah.
It's just, mate. You can come and have a look at some of the trophies we've got that we won off your lot and stuff like that.
I'll have a look.
You did only score once against us.
Do you know what? It was a breath of fresh air.
I think it was only once, wasn't it?
It was a breath of fresh air when you said that tonight.
But to be fair, you only played about 15 years against us.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're saying, what was you saying, Mark? Yeah, so we tried the other sports, didn't we? And then you find your feet, don't you?
I think it's very important that they're allowed to try other sports, which a lot of coaches now stop you playing other. I always encourage even the players I coach at, have been coaching at minor counties level and professional level, to go and play other sports.
Yeah.
Because you just never know. You only need one good break where somebody notices you and you do something, and then all of a sudden your confidence goes up. And you should always try all the sports,
yeah,
and give it a go, and it makes your reactions better, it makes everything better.
I so you've got your brothers as well.
Yeah.
So I know Kevin very, very well.
Kevin was a great goal scorer. Jerry was a professional footballer at Brighton and all that.
Yeah.
They
well,
all played.
He?
They all played cricket. Everything. They all played everything.
So how did what happened to Jerry? What was Jerry's path to get to Brighton? Because he's from Newark.
He used to play. He played at Stamford, and Peter Taylor was the manager at Stamford. And then got took to Brighton, and he was taken there to him.
What year was that, if you can...
Oh, I have no idea. No what idea. Year, a long
just
time
trying to
ago.
Think what era it was.
Well, I thought Jerry played in the 1983...
I think he might be before that.
It might be before that, even.
I think he's before that.
Yeah.
Is Jerry older
I
than
think
you,
he'd be. Oh, yeah, 10 years older than me.
Is he?
No, so I think he'd be more 1970s when Jerry
was
going to
say 70s, I think. When
he'd
he,
be in the 70s.
There, yeah.
That's no mean feat, though, is it, by the way? Cause played at the Goldstone Ground. It was a great ground.
Yeah, well, he played with Peter Ward, all of them. Mm. He played with Mark Lawrenson, all of them.
Wow.
They had a great side, and then he stayed down south for a long time. He's round here now.
Oh, he's come back up?
He lives at Collingham now.
Wow.
Okay, he lives just opposite the pub there, doesn't he?
Opposite the pub, yeah. Funny you say that, yeah.
I was going to say, the reason for that...
It's a good base.
It is a good base.
Now, I scored a lot of goals off the fact that your brother Kev could flick the ball on an edible.
My word, he was a great goal scorer.
He was. And we played quite a lot together up front at Simo's, only at Simo's.
That's right, yeah.
Because the amount I got, it was a little bit like Jerry Booth.
Booth was a good player as well.
Yeah.
Now, I just lived off them two. Every time, it didn't matter who I played with, it was either Kevin one week or Jerry the next week. They just flicked the ball on,
and that's lasted for the last 30 years, hasn't it?
And that's my So yeah, I absolutely I love playing with those guys. But
they were ideal for you though, mate, because you could run on. You could run on when they won the ball because you couldn't head the ball, mate.
Well, I think that's that was been. I couldn't. What do you mean I couldn't head the ball?
You weren't that good at the ball, mate.
No, he is right. You couldn't.
You weren't.
Well, it was only pace that got you through.
It was. Mate.
Thanks very much.
That's okay.
Thank you very much. Well, look, we're going to continue this discussion after this little break. Thanks, guys.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Timber!
Yeah, and lots of it too. In fact, at Smith's Timber Merchants, we sell the right types of timber necessary to get the job done properly. Mouldings, plywood, fencing, decking, gates and doors, plus all the accessories you'll need, like screws, bolts, lashes and hinges. In short, you could say, we nail it every time. And if you want good advice, well, you've come to the right people. Find us on Appleton Gate, Newark. Smith's Timber Merchants. Phone 702-573 or visit smithstimber.co.uk.
107.8 FM, Radio Newark.
We love local, yeah. Radio Newark.
So my great friends and neighbours up the street, Steph and Joe and Co, are listening to the station. Welcome, you guys.
Strong, cold, cold heart.
things looking better, baby. Just passing through.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Joyner, and I seem to be getting a battery in here from Mr. Fowler, who we've invited in this evening, and enjoying it very much. It's like three lads in a pub, as we said, isn't it?
As you do.
As you do. I just said before the break, actually, it's a breath of fresh, air, Mark, that you said I scored one past you, because Joyner's still claiming I ain't scored any past him, which, as you've just rightly said, is some feat. It is some feat, that.
But true.
I want to talk quickly, yep, because I want to talk about Sundays, because we all played Sundays, and we actually, as Sunday morning football goes, it was a great standard back then when we played. But on Saturdays, you went up the ladder. We all, so you, in fact, it's great at us three here.
Yep.
There weren't many players from Newark left Newark to go and find football, because obviously we had good teams. We just didn't have the step structure in Newark at the time, really.
No.
But you went to Renneth.
Yep.
You enjoyed your time there.
Yep. It's fantastic. And
was that Phillips? Was it Phillips?
Brian Phillips.
Brian Phillips was manager.
Brian Phillips spotted me when we played against them when I was at Worthington Simpsons. They were high flying side. They were then looking at going into a better league and yeah, stuff like that. I've always believed that if you play sport, you try and find your own standard,
yeah,
that you can play in.
Play at the best level you can.
The best level you can, but if in Newark, sadly, we didn't have teams in a higher league then days where we could go. No. Otherwise, we'd have probably stayed.
At Simmo's, for instance. If Simmo's were in a step, because Simmo's weren't really a step. We didn't have floodlights back then, did we?
No, you didn't. And it was a closed league then. Mm. You could win the league and you didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. It was the old like Notts Alliance, wasn't it?
It was the old Notts Alliance, yeah.
But there's some great teams in
there. There was some very good sides.
It was fantastic football. Yeah. It really was. The Sunday football was fantastic football. It was hard football. You got stuck in. They'd get stuck into you. But then you'd go and have a drink after the game and talk about it.
Yeah.
And you'd learn as much off the field as you did on the field because people had come and talked to you. Nowadays, if somebody tackles you hard, they don't go and talk to them.
No. I mean, I always look back fondly over my career.
Yeah.
And I always talk, if anybody asks me, what was your best game? Because obviously look at me as a goal scorer and they think I'm going to say, well, I scored six here or I scored a hat-trick here. But my best game, I have to say, Mark, you'll know it well, was up at Simo's.
Mm.
We played Renneth.
Yeah.
And you were centre-half.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm going to have Atfall today. I'm going to have Mark. And in the first 20 seconds, I always think of this really fondly, you came up behind me and you just tapped my ankle, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And I went down like a sack of spuds.
Well, nothing changes there.
And I got you booked.
That's nice of you.
And I thought, this is it now. Mark can't do anything else for the rest of this game. This is in the first 35 seconds. And it was the best nil-nil, Mark, that I think I have ever played football in. I never got a sniff. I never got a sniff of a score. Do you remember that game?
Yes, I do remember, because I got the biggest set to from Brian Phillips that I didn't go through you again. After I got that,
you know,
he
what?
Gave me a right rollicking.
Did he?
He did.
You marked me out of the game, really, honestly. I thought, he can't do anything, but I just never got the ball. And after that game, couldn't have done too bad, because Brian Phillips offered me £4.50 to go to Renneth.
Did he?
And what year was that? It'd be 1987 or something.
What was that? Your bus fare?
Yeah, it was my bus fare. £4.50.
Brian Phillips was a fantastic bloke, mate. And you had,
he was an ex-player. He played at the highest level, and he was a he came to me after he watched me in a Renneth versus Wellington Simpsons game when I was playing for Simos, and with what he told me, after the game, they came and spoke to me after the game, and he sold the team to me and said that how I would make it a better team and all this sort of thing, and I would do this and I would do that and I would do the other. And I just thought he was a fantastic bloke. It was fantastic at Simos, but they were probably what you call more forward thinking and more ambition.
Yeah.
And that went along with my life at the time, that I wanted to play a little bit higher if we could. And Simos were never going to go higher, unfortunately. And so I thought I'd give it a go, and I could always come back. I was straight with the managers and people there then.
They had great facilities, Renneth. I mean, they got...
It's fantastic.
Floodlights. They got to the Vars final back in the early 80s, was it? The early 80s?
I only got to the semi-final when I was playing, so...
But it was, cause it must have been even earlier. Was it earlier? Because what's his name from Newark was in the side that got to the final.
Alvin.
Alvin Cooling.
Yeah. So you they got good pedigree, Renneth.
It was great.
And you played with Jacko. Jacko was in the centre of the big, wasn't he? Do you remember Jacko?
Yes, I do.
What a lad he is, by the way.
He's rare.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a rare lad.
He could tackle, no, could he?
Well, it's debatable whether you call it tackling sometimes. He was a little bit different then.
The lads don't know what they're born these days, do they?
No. It's some of the tackling them days was a little bit probably naughty,
if you want
to call it. But the thing is, people just got up, got on with it, gave them one back, and then you went and had a chat after the game, and you had respect for each other.
Exactly right.
That's brilliant. Mark, we're just going to have another little quick break, and then we'll be back to talk about Sunday mornings. I'm looking forward to this one.
I thought you might.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Make Christmas even more special with a visit to Hardy's Farm Shop and Cafe Farndon at one of our Breakfast with Santa events. They're on Saturday and Sunday mornings throughout December, up to the 23rd. Breakfast is included, there's a magician, and each child will get a gift to take away from Santa himself. It's just £16 per person, and under twos are free. Book your date for Breakfast with Santa at Hardy's at Farndon. For more details, visit our website today. At hardysfarndon.co.uk. Open 7 days a week.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, what's the fairest panto of them all? Why, it's Snow White at the Palace Theatre in Newark, of course. I'm Dame Dolly, and I can't wait to see you this Christmas for a festive fairy tale adventure through the Enchanted Forest with my friends Snow White, Prince Simon and Herbie the Vegetarian Huntsman. Oh, but you'll have to watch out for that horrible Queen Narcissia. Boo! So book your tickets now at palacenewark.com or call 01636 655 755. See you soon!
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joino. And I want to say it's a real pleasure inviting Mark Fell in this evening, but Mark, welcome. It's been very enjoyable so far, and we are going to talk about my favourite subject, which is Sunday morning football back in the day. We've got three lads here who play for different teams, and we've got myself, obviously, RHP. I never left RHP, I was always RHP.
Yeah, you did.
Joino was always Boulderton.
And Newin.
Oh, were you at Newin as well?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, I didn't know that. But you were at Newin, and then you went to Boulderton at the end, but Newin, you was there for a bit.
I had Newin, I had Castle Barge first.
But were they the same team, though?
They were, basically, but you just moved pubs.
Right.
But we had Castle Barge for probably 8 or 9 years, and then went to the Newin for I don't know how long, so it was the same team, but they just moved pubs.
Now, we've all won a couple of trophies on a Sunday, haven't we? But I'm not so sure that was the most enjoyable thing, really, was it?
No, it wasn't.
So, come on, Mark, what for you, what stood out for you in Sunday mornings? What Let's talk about some other stories, because I know I've got a couple. Let's have a couple of your...
I can't remember any.
Give over.
I can't remember any stories at all. I can remember beating you lot quite a lot.
I don't know if you did.
Newin and RHP was like the biggest...
Battle, wasn't it?
Battle of the Galactic.
No, oh, word.
It's like Real Madrid and Barcelona in its AD.
You had Kumi, who played rugby as a footballer, because his tackling was about round your neck to round your waist.
I remember Kumi used to say to us before the game, can you make Mark the passes to me a little bit more 40-60 to them? So he... you know it, don't you? That's what he said.
I'm surprised you've said 40-60.
Oh, well, I was going to say...
I thought it was 2080.
Well, he actually used to nudge the ball in front of himself, didn't he? Whenever he got the ball, he used to nudge it 5 yards in front and, like, come on then.
He was a big, tough lad, he was.
He was a good player.
Really, he was a good player. He could have done... If he'd have had the want to go on further, I'm pretty sure he didn't. Yeah. He wasn't bothered. No. He just enjoyed playing. And fair dues to him.
I know that if he'd have left RHP, I'd have gone wherever he was. Because I'd never wanted to be tackled by Cooper.
You didn't like tackled by anybody.
Hang on a minute. I got tackled a few times. If they could catch me, Mark, that was.
Yeah, but we always caught you.
Yeah, the thing is, I've probably been quite blessed with Kumi, because I actually started when we were seven. He's a year older than me, so I was seven, he was eight.
Yeah.
And we played in the, as it was, Balderton Village Boys, Pete Riley, bless him. So we actually grew up together playing a football, basically, and he's a great lad, and I still see him a fair bit now.
Well, they're another very good, great sporting family from around this area.
Yeah.
Massively. They really are.
We had Linen 3 or 4 weeks ago. She's done fantastically well with the hockey. Cool.
She's done brilliant.
She has done amazing.
She has.
If Clive could play today, I think he would, but his knees have given up on him, but he misses it badly. I know I speak to Clive a bit. I love the battles against the Newin. I think I've pulled Terry Bollard and Jimmy Crane studs out the back of my car the other week. I think they were still embedded there from 1987. But like you said, they were proper battles. But we had some good sides, because we met each other actually in the Notts, was it the Notts Senior or the Notts Intermediate Cup Final? Do you remember?
I think it was, yeah. And I know we're going to get nailed now here. I'm going to get nailed here, because it's the only thing you can bring against me.
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything, Mark. I was just going to say it was...
Of course you weren't.
It was at Collingham.
Yes, I know.
I can't remember who won that. Who won that game, Mark?
Yeah, it's okay, you did.
Okay.
That's one of the times you did beat us.
That's one of the times you were going to say I scored against you, which Jorno won't up to, by the way.
I'd actually love to see the stats on RHP Newin games. Yeah. Who actually did win that? Because the games I would play, it was pretty much 50-50. It would be RHP, Newin... They used to swing, didn't they? The games used to swing. I mean, both teams used to have some fantastic players. You know, you think about the Annalys and...
You probably had the
cream of the crop in Newark,
But then again, there was a lot of players, even at Balderton and stuff like that. They all had a group of players that were very good. But Newin and RHP seemed to probably get... You had... All the players could play. Mm. It was as good as Saturday...
Oh, it was.
Saturday football. Definitely.
Well, if you looked at that Simo side on a Saturday, when RHP played Newin, effectively it was the Simo side split in half, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And I remember, I don't know if you played in that game, but I remember Coombsy went straight through Mono, Julian Hunton.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was the other way around. So Julian went straight through Coombsy.
I didn't play with Julian.
Did you not?
No, so that would have been after me.
So Julian went through Kumi. Kumi got hurt, and I'd never seen Kumi get hurt very often.
No.
And he said, I'm going to get my own back. And I said, Kumi, just be careful. Get your red card. Anyway, he must have seen red mist, because he didn't see Julian Munton when he got this red mist. He went straight through Dozzle.
They look similar.
Good old Dozzle.
Dozzle went up to... And what I was going to say was, is because before the game on a Saturday night, and then after the game on a Sunday... We all were mates-ish, and we all chatted, and we all talked about the Saturday game, we talked about the morning game that was coming, and then in the pub afterwards. It was a lot of great lads playing football who actually enjoyed it so much. But the standard was, and you've just said it, the standard was so good because we were the Saturday side, weren't we?
Yeah, it was.
And that's why I think Simo's always did really well in the league. I think we always finished second or third. Like you said, we couldn't go anywhere.
No, they couldn't. But the key was that you played twice, sometimes three times a week. You trained twice a week. Nowadays, the Saturday side will play on a Saturday, and then if they play on the Tuesday and then the next Saturday, they'll have all the next week off.
Mm.
Well, for me, if people are working as well, get your players together for a couple of hours, even if you don't do a lot. You have a kick about,
yeah.
You have a mess about, you have a drink in the bar. Mm. Most of the best teams, certainly at cricket and football that I've dealt with, are built off the field, not on the field.
I wouldn't disagree with that, because we were all family, even the RHP lads.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt about it.
We all went out together. As a Newark league, it was a great league. I mean, look at some of the other teams that was
fantastic.
In that side. Was it Grey Anders?
Grey Anders from out there. They had some great players as well.
Mm. Yeah, they had John Robertson.
Yeah, they did.
He turned out a couple of times for him, didn't he? Did you kick him?
I kicked him, yeah.
So he's a scar on your boot then as well,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he is, mate.
And then, because when you look at the teams in the league, when you won the league, you actually won the league, didn't you? Because you knew it wasn't like two games and then the rest were... It wasn't like a Sunday league, was it?
That's why no team ever consistently won it. You had a mixed year.
Yeah, you did.
Probably
definitely.
You probably had two or three teams that won it all the time, but it was never the same team for 5, 6, 7 years on the trot.
Mm.
Very rarely, anyway. You'd have a mixture, and that's why it was such a good league, because different teams won it all the time, and then different teams would win the cup competitions, so you had competition all the time, so you were getting better all the time by doing it.
Well, we're going to just have a quick record, and then we'll be back, because I want to just talk about the cricket.
Yep.
Before we go. To Radio Newark Sport with Joino, and we're here with Mark Fell this evening. But a great chat, and I've had some raps with Mark. Before we go, Mark, we've got a few minutes. Just wanted to touch on you, because your greatest, one of your greatest loves is obviously the cricket.
Yeah.
You were at Notts for a bit, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years. Were you there with Jono?
Yeah. At the same time as Jono. Jono's a bit younger than me. We both got on the same year. He lasted a lot longer than me because he was a better player than me. So, fair dues to him. And still speak to Jono now.
Yeah.
Got that sort of relationship.
Is he still local?
Yeah, he's still around here. Still around here. He'll not move away, Jono.
No. But then you went to minor counties, didn't you?
Went to Lincolnshire.
Which was a great move for you, I think. You enjoyed it, really. You always tell me how much you enjoyed it out there.
It was fantastic. And it gave me the chance to put my coaching head on, whereas I didn't get that chance at first class. And then I could bring people in and build teams and stuff like that. That probably taught me more than any playing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. Purely through talking to people, doing things, trying things and learning from your mistakes and stuff like that. And it was great fun. And Lincolnshire were they were run by 3 or 4 old stagers who were lovely people and wanted to see the club move on.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic, mate.
And what was the standard like compared to first-class cricket? Was it still a really good standard, Mark? Was it still...
Well, then the first-class boys stopped playing minor counties in the cup competitions because too many minor counties started beating them.
Okay.
Now, if you played over a full year against first-class sides, you'd get battered.
Yeah.
But on a one-off thing...
It was
fantastic because even the first-class boys used to say, well, we'd rather come to... I remember playing at Lincoln Lindham once when we played Notts, and there was 6,000 or 7,000 there.
Wow.
Just watching at Lincoln Lindham.
Brilliant.
And if you'd have gone to Trent Bridge, there'd have probably been 3 men and his dog watching.
Yeah.
Because it was probably Lincolnshire playing and stuff like that. And they loved it because you'd got a big crowd, they could perform, stuff like that. You were playing against people like Richard Hadley, Clive Rice and stuff like that. It was fantastic.
So we were at Simo's as well, though, Mark, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. We
were at Simo's. We were
at Simo's.
We were, mate.
And when I got a call up, you're really short, but when I got, and I loved it, and I loved playing on the odd Saturday, but it was a bit too long for me. I got bored. But we used to play in the midweek 8-ball league. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Did you play? Was that the end of your career, Mark, or was that towards the beginning of your career?
No, that was while I was playing, not so much first class, that was while I was playing for Lincolnshire. And stuff like that. But you were allowed to come back and play for a club side. And of course I played for, I've always played for Farndon, Simo's and people like that. And it was great practice.
But this is, I loved it. And I love fielding. I love, you know, being out in the field, and I'd try really hard. And I remember one day, Mark, this is why it's so relative, you were bowling, and I think they were something like 48 of about 8 overs, so they didn't have a lot of runs, this team. And I heard this voice go, Gorey, come on, have a bowl. Well, I think they finished on 106 after I... We still beat them because we had a proper decent batting side. But I was bowling this bowl down there and I hadn't got a clue what I was doing. And I think, yeah, they got about 60 runs off my 2 8-ball overs.
Yeah, but we needed more runs to chase, mate. That was just make it a game.
You did, yeah, you're going to make it a game. And you picked the right person, Mark, to do that. I mean, I just had a text, actually, off Dave Orton. Do you remember Dave Orton playing?
And
all the old guys, the Becketts. Loved it with
great
them.
Great people.
Yeah, there was sad about Dave, but he was obviously his.
Of course.
But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I love cricket, to be fair, but I just wasn't any good at it. I never really sort of gave it the credence it wanted, but I was always loving my football.
Yeah, but you probably didn't put the time in practicing it to see whether you could do better.
Well, I don't know, when it was the England call up, I didn't know what to do. It was a problem.
I can understand that, mate.
Did you ever play join that?
Cricket?
Yeah.
No. I had a little spell at Balderton. Paul Johnson's dad was doing
Don
the
was,
Don was doing it, bloke. And he gave me the ultimatum. To be fair, it's completely different to what you said: cricket or football, lad.
No, I don't.
And I looked at him. I went,
Sorry, mate.
Don't agree with that.
Well, I was stood at the batting end once, somebody bowling at me, and I didn't realise I'd already bowled. It come down that quick, I didn't see it. I was still stood there. In my guard, I couldn't see the ball.
Yeah, but to be fair, mate, sometimes you were up front at football and you didn't know the ball was coming.
Anyway, it was... Mark, we've run out of time, sadly.
No worries,
thank
mate.
You for that. Really, really big thank you for coming in tonight.
I've enjoyed it, Mark.
No, yeah. Thank you.
It's been good, a good job they couldn't hear what was talking about in the breaks.
Correct.
But, Mark, it's been amazing. I've really, really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for coming in.
No worries at all.
Take care, everybody. And we're going to be playing dodgeball next week, so we're looking forward to that. Take care. See you next week. Bye.
Online, on FM, and up to date on social media. We are Radio Newark.